Welcome to the Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Far beyond the attractions and activities of a city are its people. Stories and unique facts fill a book titled Legendary Locals of Monroe. The book is by Griffin Scott and Amy Slager. They join me to share about the new release. Well, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks for having us.
Griffin, how did you arrive at the individuals featured in this book? I guess, what defines legendary for you?
We had a group of over 300 people to choose from, and maybe one of the hardest parts of the book were culling that list. Unfortunately, the book was we could only fit in so many, a little over 100 folks.
Right.
And we went through the list on our own. We read several historical books because there are lots of great ones out there about the city. And then, of course, the internet is your friend. We did a lot of research. Google was our friend.
How did you approach the variety of people that you eventually wanted to include in the book?
We just reached out. We reached out through a variety of means, from phone calls to emails to we contacted several folks through social media, Facebook, to ask them if they would be willing to be a part of the book, if we could get a picture, that sort of thing. Some folks we were not able to contact and were able to get them in the book. A few we had to call that way. But again, it was a huge list. There's so many wonderful people in this area that deserve to be spotlighted.
Yeah. Amy, yeah.
We tried to include people from a diverse background, industries, also contemporary versus historical figures, maybe people that haven't been featured so much in the past. We have people like Corey Barr, the chef and owner of some, Cotton and Nona, for example. He's a recent legend. We wanted to put the spotlight on those people as well. And we really had a great response from the community, from community leaders on who we should feature. Approximately 30 people ended up on the cutting room floor that we actually wrote.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it was very difficult, but we hope that the final output includes a diverse range of legendary people.
Yeah, I noticed Griffin mentioned there were some that you were not able to get in contact with, but any difficult in gaining an account that you included in the book? Anybody kind of throw up any roadblocks or just kind of hard to track down?
Actually, yes. We had one. The actress Susan Ward was pretty tough to get in touch with. And in fact, they came to us. We actually got in touch with them finally 3 weeks after our publication deadline. So unfortunately, she did not make it in the book. And she's a soap opera actress and was in Maybe Such a Shallow How with Jack Black a few years ago. So, I mean, she would have been wonderful to include, but we weren't able to get her just based on, timelines and whatnot. Yeah. She's in Hollywood, so.
Well, one of the names I note is Huey P. Newton. He hails from Monroe. Some may know the name, but what did he go on to do?
He is one of the founding members of the Black Panther Party and is, in fact, a villain to some, a hero to many, as he has been featured in comic strips,
right.
Popular music. There's even been a play, I believe it was produced by Spike Lee, about Huey P. Newton. He was he held a master's degree. He was a brilliant man. He was also a convicted killer and a criminal. And a notoriously dangerous man who died in a shootout on the streets of Los Angeles.
Amy, for you, was there a female that really kind of stood out in doing the research and including in the book?
I think you can't talk about the subject of the book without talking about the Reverend Lee Joyner. Her story is very heartbreaking. For those who don't know, she was a revolutionary community spiritual leader in Monroe in the 80s. She was a leader of one of the largest ministries of the type at the time in the country, and she was brutally murdered by someone she had tried to help in the community in 1985. Now the Lee Joyner Bridge is named in her honor. But her story probably was the most touching and heartbreaking to research that's included in the book.
Yeah. Was there a humorous or bizarre fact that you came across in putting the book together? Anything kind of jump out?
I had heard of Manton Moreland, He was one of the most famous, perhaps the most famous male lead African-American actors of the silent film era. I had heard of him and knew that he played Birmingham Brown, Charlie Chan's sidekick. Mm-hmm. I never knew that he was from my hometown. Shocked by that. I had no idea. Yeah. And that was one that really threw me for a loop. I honestly did not know that Bill Russell was from here.
Right. Yeah.
I did not know the greatest basketball player in the history of professional basketball player from right here in Wichita Parish. Sidney Saunders is my favorite historical book. If you don't know who he is, and I won't give away too much, you got to buy the book. But he is, if you've driven down to Seard Street, mm-hmm. you can see there's a large statue. It's atop a crypt, a family crypt, and it's a man looking towards downtown, and it's actually an act of defiance from the late 19th century, and it's still standing there today. There's still so much mystery, including work that was done by the Wichita Parish Library historians just a few years ago. So there's a lot of mystery surrounding the story, and I just love the fact that for over 100 years, this statue has kind of stood there in defiance, looking at those long-ago elites of Monroe. That's how the...
to find out, yeah, exactly how everything took place. Well, Griffin, speaking of which, how can you find out more about the book?
Well, there's a website. It's called legendarylocals.com. It is also on Amazon, of course, but we ask you to go to legendarylocals.com. There's a whole series of books. Maybe you might be interested in other. There were 300. Mm-hmm. Some have been published. Some are already planned. This is a series of books that are across America. And we, of course, we're lucky enough and humbled to get the call to do Legendary Locals of Monroe.
Fascinating read, and lots of folks. You can kind of learn more about their history to the city of Monroe. Griffin Scott and Amy Slager, the authors of the book, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.